We're hearing statements like, this is evil.
This is evil.
He's gone insane.
He has gone insane.
We're hearing from a growing number.
Our president is not a Christian.
Of his followers that they want to invoke the 25th Amendment.
If the United States Congress has any life left in it, every member of Congress and senator must be calling for Trump's removal today based on the 25th Amendment. He's threatening the entire destruction of a civilization. He is calling Iranians animals. He is showing a total disregard for the humanity of people in Iran, in Gaza, in Cuba. This is a moral crime. It is a war crime. We need to be demanding that Congress convene today, and we need to be invoking the 25th Amendment.
Even his most loyal guy, Alex Jones, has this to say. Let's have a look.
How do we 25th Amendment is?
The problem is to get the 25th Amendment, it's harder than impeachment. You have to get two-thirds of the House and two-thirds of the
Senate.
So what
do we do?
Tackle Trump and pretend, let him pretend he's president and publicly report that he's going through a health issue and Vance take over. It literally needs to be something like that. It's that bad.
Calling what he's trying to do a war crime, moral crime. Even his prodigy, Nikki Fangino Fuentes, has this to say.
But it just needs to be shut down. This guy is totally insane. It's becoming more apparent all the time, and I'm done. I'm fully done with it. Whatever warm feelings I had toward President Trump are dead, gone after the past 3 weeks. All these years, everything that we've been through, all the fighting, 10 years, and whatever shred of charity I had or goodwill towards this movement, or people say there's still a piece of my heart that's invested in this, it's done. It's done after all this, obviously.
We're seeing some really, excuse me, crazy shit happening.
There has never been the slightest evidence that Donald Trump is in any real sense a Christian. There's nothing religious about him.
With some very extreme people taking over.
Mahanda Agasata, I want $100,000 to come in. I want $100,000. They're people, they're 10 people that could give $10,000.
And taking the world in a very bad direction.
To say no to President Trump would be saying no to God.
Strike and strike and strike and strike and strike until you have victory.
Now, on one end, you have Trump's religious advisor who just got out of jail after only serving 6 months. Let's have a look at this report.
One of the most prominent is a pastor named Robert Morris. He founded a Texas megachurch in South Lake, Texas. Morris was also a spiritual advisor to Trump while he was in the White House. Here he is in the Rose Garden in 2020, just a few rows behind where then Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett's family and the First Lady are about to sit. And here is Trump visiting Morris's church earlier that summer, giving his personal assessment of the man.
I want to thank Pastors Robert Morris and Steve Dullin. They're great people. Great people with a great reputation, I have to say that. Great reputation. And Gateway Church, the team has been incredible in hosting us. And I'd now like to ask Pastor Morris and Bishop Jackson to lead us in prayer.
We also have a new national poll suggesting Americans believe Trump launched the war with Iran to distract from the ongoing scandal with Jeffrey Epstein. Now, we all heard of ISIS, but what about crisis? The same exact thing now, but with the Christian version, where you have these Christian Zionist pastors, these people who forgot about love, 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 and love your enemy, and they just want war, war, war. I really call them fake Christians. You got them praying over Trump. You even have this female pastor, Paula White, another advisor, who at one point even compares Trump to Jesus.
Great transformation requires great sacrifice. And Mr. President, no one has paid the price like you have paid the price.
And this woman is into some really weird stuff. This stuff is just weird, man. Let's have a look.
Let it be unlocked. Let it be unlocked. Let it be unlocked.
You need to send in $35,000. You need to send in that $100,000 check.
And these are the people that have taken over the White House. And then you have Tucker Carlson exposing that Trump wouldn't even swear in on the Bible. Yeah, let's have a look.
These are the same people sort of didn't notice somehow that on Inauguration Day, the president did not take his oath of office with his hand on the Bible. His wife stood next to him holding it. I was about 15 feet away and saw it. But he did not put his hand on the Bible. And that should have been maybe a clue that we need to pause and think about what is this.
Now it even gets weirder because, okay, we took you from him being preyed on, Christian pastors, advisors, and then you got reports, claims coming out of Israel saying that he converted to another religion. Guess which one?
And I said, this is our first Jewish president. Now he's the first Jewish president to serve two.
Donald Trump converted to Judaism 2 years ago, according to White House official. There it is. That's his blog. He said, President Donald Trump converted to Judaism 2 years ago and joined Chabad Lubavitch Synagogue in New York City, according to a high-level White House official. According to the source, Trump was pushed by his daughter Ivanka and son-in-law Jared Kushner to join the faith. At first, Trump resisted, stating it would threaten his base of evangelical Christian voters. However, he had a change of heart and officially converted in early 2017. The ceremony was held in private and closely guarded for nearly 2 years.
And then it gets even weirder than that. Then you have in a recent message that Trump put out, he's praising Allah, which actually just simply means praise be to Allah, which is just simply praise be to God. Allah means God. It just blows our mind when you have people who cannot do some basic research. And I'll give you one to run with. Even though Christians who are Arabic speaking, they say Allah. Allah in the Arabic Bible is God is translated as. And Jesus, who didn't speak English, he spoke the sister language to Arabic, which is Aramaic. And you look up God in Aramaic, it's Ilah, Allah, Allah, Allah. This is Allah. So you got Trump praising Allah. And at the same time, promoting actions which people are comparing to potential war crimes and destruction of entire civilization. And we give credit to Tucker Carlson, who's a friend of Trump's, and he campaigned for him, but he's got the cojones, he's got the courage to call him out on this. Let's have a look.
There will be nothing like it. Open the effing straight. How dare you speak that way on Easter morning to the country? Who do you think you are? You're tweeting out the F word on Easter morning? You'll be living in hell. Just watch. Praise be to Allah. And no president should mock Islam. That's not your job. No, this is a mockery, not just of Islam. It's a mockery of Christianity. To send out a tweet with the F word on Easter morning promising the murder of civilians and then saying praise be to Allah without explaining any of it, you are mocking me and every other Christian because we're Christians. Oh, I get it.
Now, this next part is the most disturbing. You know, this war hawk in Trump's ear, the one he told people to go watch on Fox News. Let's listen as Tucker Carlson exposes what they're actually pushing Trump to do.
Convince Truman that we would lose a million men if we didn't drop the atomic bombs that we did.
Embedded in there is something you need to know. It's an argument that is being test-driven, and since no one, to our knowledge, has pushed back against it, may be in full operation now, it's an argument for nuclear weapons.
And that's some very scary stuff. And all this ties into something bigger. You got many Christian Zionists, these followers, blindly following this made-up belief. They've been hoodwinked. They've been duped, lied to, into believing into this theology called dispensationalism, where they believe that for Jesus to return, three things need to happen. The three signs are that there must be the establishment of Israel and Palestine, control over Jerusalem, and the rebuilding of this third temple on the ruins of Masjid al-Aqsa. And this narrative is tied to a movement called dispensationalism, developed by a John Nelson Darby. And many claim that he was funded by these Rothschilds. Later, his teachings were popularized by Cyrus Schofield. They call him the con man Schofield. He was in and out of jail. He was somebody who scammed and was involved in frauds. And the biggest fraud is what he produced through this Schofield reference Bible. And in the footnotes, that's where he gives his interpretation, where it's funded by that group who wants to push this agenda and has duped millions and millions of Christians and turned them into the Zionists to go ahead and support this false beliefs. And it's widely spread across the U.S. And this is what's pushing this madness forward. This is the root of it here. And people need to get educated. Christians need to get educated on this. Look this up. You have many Christians who are speaking out against this. You're being led to believe a false man-made interpretation that wasn't even part of Christianity for over 1,800 years, so that you feel like you're doing something wrong. You're doing something against your religion, against Jesus, against God, if you don't support this. And in doing so, many end up supporting endless, you're just being dragged into endless wars while being conditioned to fear and hate Islam and Muslims. Meanwhile, the real issues destroying our society are from within, like the influence of the Epstein elite and figures like this associated with Epstein and this scandal. And you have all of the others. See, people getting their priorities all messed up. The things that are really, we got places in America, here, cities, just right around Gary, Indiana, go on places in Detroit and New York, Buffalo, and all over. These places look like South Side of Chicago and others that look like war-torn countries. So we're wasting money, $1 billion a day in endless wars, and we're forgetting about the people here who don't have ends meet. They can't pay their rent. And they're addicted to OnlyFans and drugs and alcohol and pornography and the list goes on. The endless gun violence and all the other things that are imploding the country from within. And who's behind many of these things? It's definitely not Muslims behind the pornography institutions and many of the other things. So let me make this clear. It's very important that you know Muslims are not your enemies. A Muslim is simply one who submits his or her will to the will of the Creator of the heavens and earth. Muslims are not the ones causing destruction in the world. And Islam does not call for this. And Islam is simply, it's a word that is encompassing what I'm going to describe here. The total, complete submission and surrender, obedience to the Creator of the heavens and earth, and doing his will, not your desires, and living a morally upright life, believing in Jesus as a messenger, as the Messiah. We love him. We revere him. We don't say he's boiling in hell and feces and call his mother derogatory terms. We don't do that. We love him and his blessed mother's entire chapter in the Quran named after her. We believe in Abraham and Moses and Noah and all the preceding messengers, that they brought the same message, to submit your will to the will of God. That's summed up in one word, Islam, and to be morally upright. And you're not going to get to paradise, because that's the end goal for every Muslim, submitter to God, because this life is temporary, short. We're all going to die. We're going to leave this life. And then where do we go next? There's a day of judgment. We're not trying to force prophecies, force the coming of anyone. You cannot force God's hand. Things will come in due time according to God's plan. We don't just engineer prophecies. So while we're in this world, there's a credible hadith statement from the last and final messenger sent to mankind. I always love to refer back to this because it's amazing. It says, if you were to witness the day of judgment right before it came, plant a seed. A seed. What does that tell you? That we're people of optimism, that we're always trying to, before we leave this life, we're trying to leave good behind. We're trying to do good in this life because we want our scale of good deeds to be higher than our bad deeds. It's not because of the good deeds that you're going to get the paradise. That's a manifestation of your faith. Faith in action that proves that you are somebody who is not just talk, talk, talk. You're walking the talk by doing good for humanity and leaving this world a better place when you leave it. Not trying to facilitate destruction in the world. So we leave that for our grandchildren and our children. When we leave this place, we want to leave it better than when we came into it. So this is the idea of Islam, to do God's will, to be good human beings, not to cause destruction on the planet or in the world, and to make sure that we are serving. By serving God, you're serving humanity. And for those who really want to get to know the truth, I want to give you a gift. Yes, go to the Dean show.com and read for yourself, because don't let the people who have an agenda to have you hate Islam. It's a billion-dollar industry. So they'll quote things out of context, they'll slander, they'll lie, and then you're force-fed falsehood instead of taking the time to research for yourself. And what better way? Go to the book yourself. And you can also call us. We have a chat box there on the website. We also have a phone number, 1-800-662-ISLAM. Call, ask your questions, visit a Muslim at a mosque, and do your research. And from there, when you're asking the Creator to guide you, when you're looking into the truth, it will be something that will become more and more clear, rather than living by false, rather than believing all of the fake news and the propaganda. And that's just going to lead you to having a hard heart, hating your Muslim neighbors, hating those around you, always suspicious, always in a state of trepidation and fear. But education is key. Get educated, and we'll see you next time here. If you haven't subscribed, subscribe right now, and we'll see you next time. Until then, peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum. I want to thank you all for tuning into The Dean Show. Some of you by now have been watching us for years, and some of you are new to the program. Either way, there's many who have not subscribed. So right now, I want to remind you, and I'll be very thankful, you hit the subscribe button, the notification bell right now, and it means a lot. Thank you so much.